Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With regard to the two hadith we read yesterday, and further it is in this chapter, that there are various ways of doing good deeds that we must do. And the two hadith we read, that like saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, these are also acts of charity and good deeds. To reconcile between two people, to walk towards the masjid. In other words, there are very many ways of doing good deeds. With regard to that, a further explanation, a good word, which also comes in the hadith, to say a good word to somebody, that is also a act of charity and a good deed, includes the remembrance of Allah. Any zikr we make, that is also a good word. Dua for oneself or others. Making dua for oneself, which is just for one's benefit and for one's own good, but that is also regarded as a good deed. And dua is such an ibadat also, like if we go and buy something from somebody, we buy the article, we pay the money, he gives us the goods. But he won't give us some extra because you came and buy from my shop. But Allah Ta'ala, what we want, he gives us. And because of asking him, that is again a separate reward. Just for asking Allah, making dua. We wanted good health, Allah gave us good health. But Allah says, because you asked me, I will give you for that also. So Allah is so kind, so just making dua is also a great reward. And whether we make dua for ourselves or anyone else, all these are good deeds. Greeting people, which is also unfortunately very uncommon. To make salam is a thing also which is gone out of us. Even in our homes we don't make salam. We enter the house shouting, talking about something else. We leave the house talking about other things. We hardly make salam. Whereas salam will bring peace. It will bring security. It will bring barakah. It will bring protection. We don't really need, if we go and see our security alarm systems, etc. What we need is, amongst many other things, just making salam. By that Allah grants complete, full security. But even those who do make salam are still shy and they make it softly. Whereas just if there is some cricket match, soccer match, a goal is scored, then nobody praises that person in a soft way. Then a person jumps and makes a big noise. But to make salam, etc., that we are shy. We don't make it loudly, clearly. And salam should be made. Afshaw salam bainakum. Spread the salam amongst you. The word ifsha is used here. The word ifsha is generally used for spreading the secret of somebody. And if you want a secret to spread, just tell anyone and tell him, don't tell anyone. And see how it spreads more faster than even social media. The way it will spread everywhere. Salam was supposed to be spread like that. But salam, even if you go and see Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, where they are all Muslims, but you wouldn't hear salam, anyone making salam. And very sadly, the person who does make salam, if you reply, then he'll tell you, I lost my passport, my money is stolen, etc. So salam is just left for all our sad stories. In our businesses, we can see, do we ever hear salam? The only time we hear salam is when a collector comes. And he makes salam loudly and clearly. Then we know it is somebody who has come for collection. So salam is only left for those things. But for what salam was meant, and salam is imported from Jannah. It didn't come in this world. Allah Ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam, salam, when he sent the malaika to him and told him that they must make salam. And so our salam is imported from Jannah, but we don't make it. And that also is a good deed, is a good word. And salam is guaranteeing peace for the person. And salam is Allah be with that person. And guarantee of goodness in the Muslim society if we all make salam to one another. So salam is a very great thing. giving appropriate praise and any beneficial speech that will result in happiness and unity, that is also a good word. Today, if somebody does good, we don't praise the person. We, especially our children, our students, whenever they do anything good, to get them to stay on that, we should appreciate it, acknowledge it, and we should praise them for that. Then they will do more good. But when we don't, and we only shout them for the wrong, they also become negative in their attitude. But if we give them acknowledgement for the good they do, then they will do more good also. So that is also, and that even our own children, our students, we praise them for the good they do, that is also a good deed. And it is also a good word which comes in this hadith, to give a good word to somebody. And also to make somebody happy. It comes in the hadith that idkhalu surur fi qulubil mu'min, to put happiness in the heart of a believer, that is also a great ibadah. To make a believer happy, that we just speak to him something, anything, we just to make him happy. I'm so happy, I say, how you make your namaz, for example. I always see you sitting with the Quran Sharif. That person gets happy, and that is also an ibadah. But we are completely void of that. We don't do any of those things. Further, in this hadith, we are told to be grateful on a daily basis for the health of our joints and bodies. How much shouldn't we be appreciate? We should appreciate. It is mentioned, "An-ni'matu 'urifat idha fuqida." A favor of Allah, a blessing is only recognized when it's taken away. Now that we got our eyes, we can see who of us made shukr. When did we ever make shukr? But Allah protect us if we have to lose our eyesight. And then we appreciate what eyesight was. We are walking about healthy, freely, no problem. Allah protect us, we have to become paralyzed. Then we realize what was the namat of walking. And that is the way of an animal. A mu'min before time. All these namas we should appreciate. Allah made us human beings. Allah Ta'ala gave us good health. Our body, whole body is in order. Everything is in order. But no shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And just little bit something goes wrong, then big complaint. As though we are targeted and we are made the victims of big oppression. A lot of zulm is made on us. And our complaints are too much all the time. If we have to think in the house, our families, they do everything for us. They cook for us. Whenever did we tell them Jazakallah? But let the salt be a little bit less or more one day. The food is not hot. It's not, food is a bit burnt. Then how we swear and shout. So we don't appreciate. And all this just to tell the family, Jazakallah, you do so much for me. You cook my food. And so much more they do. Just to tell them, that is also good deeds. And great good deeds also. So for all these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, we should become conscious. And that is what is being a mu'min and a servant of Allah Ta'ala, to appreciate. And Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, He did it for us, we should pay Him for it. We should acknowledge it. But when we do, then Allah gives us even more. There is no limit to Allah Ta'ala's favor. When we appreciate, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And with great tests, Allah says, if you will make shukr, and وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ, according to the Arabic, it's just that if you make shukr, no great stress on it, that if you make a lot of shukr, but the reply to it, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. The lam is for stress. Then the noon with tashdeed on it is for stress. Allah says, you just make ordinary shukr, and I will definitely very much more. And it's the authoritative words and promise of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. He will increase us, but we don't make shukr. Hardly ever. Complaining we do a lot. If we drive somewhere on the road, and a nice drive, we had no potholes. no sugar. But let there be one pothole and see how much we complain about it. Anything else, as long as they are lights, we don't make sugar. When there's load shedding, then all the comments that we have got to make. And we are great analysts and explain why is the load shedding and all the corruption, all that theories, we know them very well. But when there is light, not one word of sugar. And we'll use the light, in fact, for the wrong things also. For doing wrong and haram, we will use the energy and the power of the light. So Allah Ta'ala, the mu'min is a person who appreciates. And he's got a good word for any good that is done around him. Gratitude may be expressed by engaging in any of the numerous forms of good deeds. And this appreciating and gratitude, just by saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, all that is also showing appreciation to Allah Ta'ala. And basically, that we show our appreciation and we express it to Allah Ta'ala. A person should make shukr every day that Allah Ta'ala, He gave us, He created us, He brought us in this world. That also, who of us made shukr? We did not ask to come here. It's not our right to be here. It is only Allah's favor. And the real purpose for what Allah has created us, to recognize Him. That ibadat also, to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And when a person gets any degree of the marifat, recognition of Allah, all the namats of the world cannot equal to that. To understand and to know who Allah is the greatest enjoyment and the greatest of pleasures. But we don't engage in that. For what Allah Ta'ala has created us. Allah has put us here. He has given us everything. This oxygen we are breathing in, who of us ever thinks of it? And we don't pay for it. And we're using it. And without oxygen, without water, we can still do for some time. The people of Palestine, Allah make it easy for them. Their water has been cut. Other basic essentials. But oxygen, nobody can cut it. And because of that, they are still living and existing. We are also getting our oxygen all the time. But never ever the thought even goes of making sugar. And for but if a person, Allah save us, that the oxygen will be there always, but to take the oxygen in our body, our lungs, if they have to fail, if they have to start getting tight and we cannot take oxygen, and then a person is grasping for breath, and you see that person suffering how he is, then we can understand what this great ni'mat is. Though the oxygen is still there, but we can't take it in now. Our lungs are failing. And we can't take in that oxygen, then we appreciate. So we should, a person should be proactive, make shukr, appreciate all the favors and ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. However, it should be remembered that sincerity is a precondition for the acceptance of all good deeds. And all this must not be done in show or anything, but sincerely for Allah Ta'ala. And sincerity is also, really if we go and see, it's a natural thing. That who gave us the ni'mat, be thankful to Him. That is sincerity. Don't show it to other people. What did other people? They did not give any ni'mat to us. Allah gave us the ni'mat. So turn in sincerity to Allah. So if we have little ma'rifat of Allah, sincerity is also very easy. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the core and the basis of our deen, and then see how enjoyable it is to be a Muslim, to be a mu'min, and to be in connection with Allah Ta'ala. There is no joy equal to that. Everything of the world, especially all the haram, where can haram ever come anywhere close to this great, great closeness of Allah Ta'ala? But unfortunately, we as Muslims also, we enjoy the haram. That was the work of the kuffar who have nothing, no relationship with Allah Ta'ala. They will enjoy haram. But we also enjoy haram sports, haram games, haram all other, lot of haram. We just find enjoyment in there. And unfortunately in halal, we don't find any enjoyment. May Allah guide us to righteousness.